Okay, so then let's start with Ktzes HaChoshen in Sifkoten Aleph. Shin and Aleph, Sifkoten Aleph. So Hayom Megarev Yotzes, and we've seen the Gemaras. Let's just run through it in the Ktzes HaChoshen itself. The Ferik Eilun Aris, that's the key sugya, is the sugya in Ksubas, where we have the Machlokes Ri and Ritzvo. With the Afke Lehechai, the Afke Lushus HaRabi, in this case of Hayom Megarev Yotzes, that if you're dragging the item across the Rishus HaYochid right until you get into Rishus HaRabim, that under that circumstance you've got a Kimle Midrabim and you're Potom Mitashlumin. How does that work? If you take it down to Rishus, straight out to Rishus HaRabim proper, Isu Shabbos Ike Isu Gneva Leka, then there isn't yet an Isu Gneva because Rishus HaRabim is not a place where you can make a Kinyan. Idavke Rishus HaYochid Isu Gneva Ike Isu Shabbos Leka. And if it's from Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaYochid, then there's no Isu Shabbos. And Gemara goes through, and eventually Omar Rav Ashi, Kegon Shitzrif Yodi Lamata Mishlisho, the Kidle. So what we're talking about is where he drags it out of Rishus HaYochid into his hand, which is Lamata Migimu Tfochim in Rishus HaRabi. Uchiderove, the Omar Rove, Yodo Shulodom Chashuva Loikidal Dal Dalit. And we must use Rove's principle that a Yad is considered like a Dal Dal Dalit. And somehow that works, but Pashtus, it's the way Tosfos understands Rashi, it's a kind of Kinyan Yad that works in Rishus HaRabim, that a person's Yad is like an independent place of 4x4, and you can be koine with Yad even in Rishus HaRabim. It's not Hagbo, and it doesn't seem to be Meshicha. It seems to be a different Kinyan. Ravina Omer Da'afke L'Rishus HaRabim. Ravina says that you do take it out into Rishus HaRabim. Ufirush Rashi ki de Rava de Chihechi Dilin Shabbos Koshuv Mokoim. This din of Rav is that a hand is like Dalad 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 is a specific din in Ilchus Shabbos. But just as we do it in Ilchus Shabbos, we say it's Koshuv Mokoim Dalad Dalad Dalad. Inyan Mikne Nami Koshuv Mokoim Mikne Ki Ilu Higbiya Lamala Mishloisha. So that's not quite clear in Rashi. Is he saying it's a Kinyan Hagbo? It works like a Kinyan Hagbo, even though it's Rishus HaRabim, since it's a Mokom of Dalad Dalad. We would say it's a different Kinyan that has the same effect as a Kinyan Hagbo, which again seems to be the way Tosfos understands. Miu b'Rishus HaYochid loy Hagbo, detikni le mikami da'ati Yisru Shabbos, but certainly there was no Hagbo in Rishus HaYochid, in which case he would have been Kone als Gneva, but not yet for Shabbos, and then there wouldn't have been a Kinyan Midrabim there. And that's why it says that his hand is low, so that there should be no opportunity for a hagbo in Rishus HaYochid. Ayin Shem. V'ikila meide misugi de Shabbos Perek HaMatznia, asks the Ktzes HaChoshen, let's have a look at Perek HaMatznia in Shabbos. The polig abaye verova be'igit kli ish me'igit. So there, as we saw in Gemara Shabbos, you've got a pocket full, a sack full of objects, of coins or whatever, and he's dragging it out in Shabbos. We're looking at the same case of Rabbi Bar Abaye, of Megara v'Yotze. And the question is whether the container, this pocket, this sack that contains the objects, whether that makes it one object or not, and the nafkamina will be for Hilchos Shabbos, the entire object has to be taken out of Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabi. We've just said that in the case of Yom Agar of Yotzi, Yishu Shabbos, Yishu Gneva comes at once. And if you say that Igad Kli works, that this Kli unites and combines everything into one object, then the object has not yet been taken out of Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYochid, by the time part of it, the individual coins, are already in Rishus HaRabim, and as far as Ganev is concerned, he's already koine those coins. Ufirish Rashi, the Kibon Shoyetzi Miktos HaKona Kol HaMoyeshe B'chutz SheYochol Letzio Derech Piv. Any coins that are outside the Rishus HaYochid, he's already been koine, because he has access to them through the pair of this bag. Umeshani Da'afki Derech Shulyov. The Gemara says, no, you're taking it bottom first, so that you actually can't access the contents of the bag, because the mouth of the bag is in Rishus HaYochid. Atomovo Ikemov Mechalmo. There's a seam which you could easily undo and access the coins. So it's as if there's a pocket all the way around the bag, as if there's a pair, as if there's an everywhere. Opening all the way around the bag, because you can simply undo the seam. But now still we're talking about long bars, and each bar is partially in Rishus HaRabim and partially in Rishus HaYoch. We keep in the Ikeshansan, but the Shanatsin, but there are these straps, and the straps are still in Rishus HaYoch. The Masik Delek HaShanatsin, so you must say that there aren't straps. ולפי דאמר רב אשי, כשצריף יודו למטה מגימל, דהבה לקניין מחמס יד, לגבי יד קיימן על דכל מה שיובל קדמן דפוסק. So if you want to learn, ask the Tzeis HaChushin, according to Rav Ashi, that we're talking about his hand being under three tfochim in Rishus HaRabim, which is a kinyan because of yad. So here we see that Tzeis HaChushin is also understanding Rashi as a kinyan yad. For Gabi yad kaimelan dechol mashi biyodu kaman de posak. And we learn in Bov Metzia that when you're holding something in your hand, you regard what's in your hand as separate from what's not in your hand. It's command the posak as if it's cut off. So if we get onto Nasko, and yes, I understand that half the Nasko is in Shusha Yochid and half the Nasko is in Shusha Rabim, but as Ravashi says, he's holding the half in his hand, then Isu Geneva Kadim, the Kimon Shigia Mikzos Eliyodi, Kani Lahai Mikzos Afila Benasko, the command the posak. This is a command the posak because the piece that he's holding in his hand is as if it's cut off from the nasa. Yishu Shabbos lahaviyad denofek lakula. But Yishu Shabbos doesn't start until you've taken the whole piece out. V'nire delofi mashi pirish Rashi uchadirove. And it seems to be that the way Rashi explains uchadirove hainu ki heiche dil'inyan Shabbos. So now the Tzeis HaChushin is going to be mechadish his pshat in Rove, different from the way we've understood up till now, the way we think Tosfos has understood Rashi, in order to answer up, you need to define Rashi pirush Rashi uchadirove hainu ki heichid l'inyan Shabbos choshuv mokum chashiv nami l'inyan kinyan. Those words in Rashi v'haini mishum de l'shitas Rashi ein hagboa afilu biyodo pochus mishlesha. There's no kinyan in Rishus HaRabim. There's no kinyan hagboa. There's no mishicha in Rishus HaRabim, and there's no yad. There's no new kinyan. There's no kinyan in Rishus HaRabim like this. V'zeh she'tzirif yodo lamata mishlosho loy havi kinyan. And this that he had his hand below three tfochim is not some new kinyan on its own. Ela migu dechoshiv linyan Shabbos. This is a different thing. Since it's valid to make an Isu Shabbos, on the back of that we say he's been koined lemomenus as well. V'chein chosav b'magine shloime shom b'shitas Rashi. Don't compare this to get, as Ri wants to do in the Tosfos. Tosfos says, if we're talking about a Kinyan Yad, why do we need Rova? We know from a Pasuk in the Torah that a Kinyan Yad works. Says the Magen Shlomo, no, a Kinyan Yad only works by get, because a get can be Baal Korcho. So there the Torah is Mechadish, that a Kinyan works. But it doesn't work in other cases of Kinyonim. And that's why you've got to say kiderova. It's not like one of the shittas in Tosfos that it's a different girsa, and that rova is a third answer. No, you need rova because rova is a din in Hilchas Shabbos. In Hilchas Shabbos, rova is mechadish that the yad is a kamokum choshev dalad al dalad. Once Rova, we've got Rova's Chidush for Hilchus Shabbos, we can extend that and say, therefore, it must be that he's actually also Koineh. V'nicha detuloi kodim isu gnevel isu Shabbos, which means it's impossible. For isu, using Rova, there is no way to create a Hechetimtze where isu gnevel will precede isu Shabbos, because you're in Rishus HaRabim, there is no Kinyan. The only Kinyan is the being over Isu Shabbos. The moment it's considered Mirishus Lirishus, which fits in beautifully with our understanding of the Rambam. Where we said the Rambam says, Geneva is the Hutzor Mirishus Lirishus. And we commented that means that's similar, that it's more like Hilchus Shabbos than Hilchus Kinyonim. That at least this element of Geneva has a connection with Isu Shabbos, which makes a sense in Rav Bibi Bar Abaye's whole famous piece that comes all over Shas, Hagonif Kis B'Shabbos. The whole, look, it's not just Kim Le'Bid Rabimene, it's Kim Le'Bid Rabimene because the moment of Isur Shabbos and Isur Geneva, certainly according to the Rambam, come at the same moment because they're both defined, but by Hutzor Mirishus Bailim. And the Kseh Sachoshin goes further and says it's not because Geneva has some other kinyan, that there's a kinyan in Geneva of Hutzor Mirishus Bailim, the way we understood in the Rambam. So here he deviates from our understanding in the Rambam. Here he says it's not a separate kinyan in Geneva, it's just that once we've got the principle of a yad being a mokum choshuv le'inyan hilchas Shabbos, when we use yad that way for Shabbos, automatically it applies also for Geneva. The chol deloy ati ishu Shabbos adayin leki ishu Geneva. Kivin the yod deloy konah b'fachas mishloisha. If ishu Shabbos hasn't kicked in, ishu Geneva hasn't kicked in because there is no kinyan. The only way you can be koineh is you can become a ganav is with a kinyan. Again, not the way we learned in the Rambam. According to the Rambam, you don't need a kinyan, you just have to be motzi mirishus bailim. But according to the Kseh Sachoshin, he's saying that you need a kinyan. This is an exception because we make a yad, your rishus, legabi Shabbos. It's as if your koine is when el amigu, the choshiv leil mokum the Shabbos. The nicha bezeli ashiv kushis tos v'sham, and that also answers the kashi of tos v'sham ksubis. Shehikshu lefirish Rashi, ta'amaylo muki ravashi shetzirif yodol lemaile mishloishu v'askufa gavoya shloishu. Tos v'sham asks, let us imagine that the yard of the Rishus HaYochid is more than three tfochim above Rishus HaRabim, and at the doorway into Rishus HaRabim there's a step which is more than three tfochim high. So he drags the object through Rishus HaYochid to the edge of the step that leads into Rishus HaRabim, which is more than three tfochim above Rishus HaRabim, puts his hand level with the yard, with the karka of the Rishus HaYochid, and sweeps the chayfetz into his hand, which is now lamala migimel tfochim in Rishus HaYochid. Why not learn that way? The lekagbo in Rishus HaYochid Aisha. And that will mean that there hasn't been agbo in Rishus HaYochid because his hand was level all the time and the chayfetz was never lifted. But the moment the chayfetz comes into Rishus HaRabim, it's already three tfochim high. Ulefi mashi kosav nicha di'i biyodo gavoa shloisho. And Kein Lemishkachas Isur Geneva v'Shabbos Keechot. If it were the way Tosfos has described, there wouldn't be an Isur Geneva and Isur Shabbos Keechot. To be Yodel Oilam Geneva Kadim Afilu Benaskad Avale Kaman the Posak. Because by Geneva, no matter what you do, as soon as you take it out of the Rishus HaYochid and you're holding it in Rishus HaRabim, it's Kaman the Posak. It's as if you're holding that piece and you would be Chayev. Aval Lamata Mishloisha Lo Havi Kinyan Ela Mishum Chashivus De Shabbos. Lamata Mishloisha, the only reason it becomes a Kinyan is because of Rova's Din. Without Rova's Din, it doesn't apply. Aleka Geneva Blo Yisur Shabbos, and they cannot be Geneva without Yisur Shabbos. So we've got to say Rova's Din only applies Lamata Migimot Tvochi. So Lamata Mi, it's Choshev, it's a Mokum Choshev because it's like part of Rishus HaRabim, And it's defined. It's not all that Rava says is your hand is not a small part. It's a dalad al dalad. So it's valid. It's a valid piece of Rishus HaRabim, which is the part that I have difficulty with the Kseh Sachoshin's shita is that what Rava is really saying is your hand becomes part of Rishus HaRabim, and that's why it has to be lamata megimut tfochim so that it's lovud. It's not saying it's a Rishus on its own. Some kind of new separate rishus.
Which, which. I mean, is it Rav Ashi who says that it has to be lamata begimel, and he says kedar Rava, and it sounds like Rava is just saying a general principle that it can be coined at any height. Right? And it's Rav Ashi who says the kimta here is lamata mishlosha, and then when it's lamata mishlosha, we use Rava's principle to make the kinyan.
Yeah, but then why lamata mishlosha, which is Tosfos is kasha?
Yeah, doesn't sound like Rava's limited to Lamata Mishloisha.
So according to Kseh Sachoshin, it seems he is.
Yeah.
That for Isur Shabbos, it's got to be in Rishus HaRabim. It's not good enough to say his Yad is a separate Rishus and it's a Rishus HaYochid. What is his hand? So clearly Rava says his hand is in Rishus HaRabim, otherwise you wouldn't be Chayav Isur Shabbos. So for it to be Rishus HaRabim, you've got to be Lamata Migimel, so that it's Lovud. It's like a mound. It's like a mound in Rishus HaRabim that is more than Dalad Al Dalad.
You need the
lavud
to make it work.
Yes. So it would seem, because if there was just a pillar in Rishus HaRabim that's 10 tfochim high and less than dalad al dalad, that's a karmelis. That doesn't have a din of Rishus HaRabim.
But if it's 9, we still say that's Rishus Rabin. If the platform is big, is Dalit al Dalit, and it's within 10 Tfachim.
Do we say that within ten Tfachim because of Lovud? Do we say it within, is it up to 10 Tfachim or 3 Tfachim?
I'm not, that's what I seem to remember, but I'm certainly not willing to stand behind my statement with authority. But you know, it's not, above 10 Tfachim is Kamalist, below is still Rishus HaRabim, the airspace is Rishus HaRabim. I thought as long as you have a post with a platform that's Dalit al Dalit, you're kind of rubbish cheated. The rubbish finish is that a Yad contraction in the same way, but I didn't.
It seems to be that he's saying, according to Rava, that if your hand is over, is more than 3 tefachim high, there wouldn't be an issue Shabbos.
Yeah.
There would be an issue Geneva, but there wouldn't be an issue Shabbos. In Ken Hod, the product Visa Kadach that Agit Tishmei Agit Kadim Le issue Geneva. So now he moves on to the next piece. If that's the case, this Kashe in Masech the Shabbos. The porich v'isal kadach da'agad klishmei agad kadim le'isu geneva ein akushu ela l'ravina de mefarish lo mishum b'shicha. That whole kasha only goes according to Ravina. Ule didei shapi m'shani benaska de lekani b'mashicha ad shi imshichenu kulo mirishu sabayli. So then it makes, we're talking about m'shicha. M'shicha doesn't apply until the entire naska is removed from mishu sabayli. Aval l'piruka de rav ashi do me mishum yad ulamata mishlisho. But according to Rav Ashi, these kashas don't apply because Igad Kli is irrelevant. Because what are we saying at this point? He's taking, even if we say Igad Kli, why would it still work?
Until everything comes out.
Because there isn't. Because no matter how you want to establish it, until there's a Nisr Shabbos, there isn't a Nisr Geneva. The two are totally Zebazet. There cannot be a Chiyuv Geneva until there's a Chiyuv Shabbos. So according to Rav Ashi, the whole discussion in the Masechta Shabbos doesn't start. Which is even more reason to assume that in this case we're paskin like Rav Ashi. Because that's a difficult echatinza to say it's talking Dafka and Benaska and where they're Shnitzin and all these things. The pashtus of Rabbi Biba Rabbi would then go that we don't have all these constraints, and that would be like Rav Ashi. So although we usually paskin like Ravina, here we will pashkin like Rav Ashi, which also aligns us with the psak on Abaye Verova that Mashicha doesn't work in Rishus HaRabim. So it would seem, A, we pashkin like Abaye Verova that Mashicha doesn't work in Rishus HaRabim, and the Gemara in Shabbos seems to be going like, all the difficulties seem to be going like Rav Ashi, but not like Ravina, but not like Rav Ashi. So there are two good reasons why we would be, why we pashkin like Rav Ashi. So now I can understand my kashes on the tur. Once again, you see how the Ktzes HaChoshen learns tur based Yosef Shulchan Aruch as one unit. The tur paskins like Rav Ashi that you've got to have your hand lamata migimel tfochim, but mentions nothing of all the conditions in Gemara Shabbos. When the Rambam paskins Hilcha Shabbos, he adds all these conditions in. Why does the two leave it out? But since the two paskins like Rav Ashi, he doesn't need all of these conditions in Hilcha Shabbos, and it all makes sense. So that's all fine. He ends off with a kash on the Rambam. V'divre ha-Rambam sasum. Shekosov ha-dinah de-megara v'yotze potu v'lo hivi lo piruka de-Rav Ashi v'lo de-Ravina v'gam kol ha-nachduk me'lo shamperi kamatzniya. But so here in the Rambam is weird, says the Ktzes HaChoshen. He doesn't bring Rav Ashi or Ravina. He doesn't bring that you've got to have your hand lamata migimu tfachim. So if you don't have to have your hand lamata migimu tfachim, then what's he holding? Like Ravina, but that means Mashiach works in Rishus HaRabim. That's against Abaye Verova. So the Rambam, he's left with Sosim. So the Achronim asked, but so why doesn't he learn the Rambam like the Vilna Gaon learns the Rambam? So we saw in the Vilna Gaon, if you've got two and Shulchan Aruch handy.
Yeah.
So if you go to the Shulchan Aruch and you look at the Vilna Gaon, so the Shulchan Aruch says Yesh Gonav Shepotu Milashalim Ve'ezu Zeh Shebo Im Atashlumin Chiyuv Mise Kegoyin Hagoyin Yivkis B'Shabbos Ve'lo Higbiyu B'Rishus Abaylim Elo Hayo Megarro U'Metziya M'Rishus Abaylim L'Rishus Harabim Ve'avdoy Sham. He mentions nothing about the Yodu in the Matam Yigimot Tvokim, although the Tur does.
Wasn't it the Torah that didn't mention it?
No. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention it. Torah does mention it, we'll see. So if you look at the Sma in the Choshen Mishpat, in the Shulchan Aruch, in Sifkot and Gimel, Elo hayo megarer mitzia, loshen atur al pi ha-gemor kenhu, vo hayo megarer mitzia mishus baile mishus ha-yachid, mishus baile mishus ha-rabim, v'chiber yodoi lemiften ha-bayis toich gimel somach l'oritz, v'yipilu l'toichush yusugnevi v'shushabes boin ke'echot. V'hain etayme mishum dim lo yitzu mishus baile mishus ha-rabim, lo hayo kan chiyuv misa d'ritza ha-shabes, Says the Sma, the Mechaber paskins like Abaye v'Rove that you can't be koine with Meshicha and Rishus Harabim. If his hand is Lamata Migimel, then his hand is Rishusoy and his hand is Rishus Harabim. And so he's Koine as a Ganav. He's not learning like we learned in the Rambam. He's saying you need a Kinyan to become a Ganav. So since your hand is your Rishus, you're being Koine into your hand, and you're doing so Isha Shabbos, you're Chayiv right away, because you're in Rishus Harabim, and you're also Koine. So, says the Sma. So the Sma links it all. Says the Shulchan Aruch clearly is paskening that way. He just hasn't mentioned it. The Sma doesn't seem to be worried about the fact that he leaves it out, which is odd. Why would the Shulchan Aruch leave such an important thing out? The Ksos HaChoshen is worried about why the Tur leaves out all the conditions in Gemara Shabbos. In the Shulchan Aruch, he leaves out the whole thing. Says the Vilna Gaon, Lirushus HaRabim, Keinu Loshon HaRambam Beferi Gimel Ufosak Kiravinosho. The Shulchan Aruch is not quoting the Tur. The Shulchan Aruch is quoting the Rambam, and the Rambam paskins like Ravina. Uchetiritz ri b'Tosfos. Ah, you'll say that's against Abaye v'Rove. No, re explains in Tosfos that it's not against Abaye v'Rove. You can learn Ravina if you're mechalik between the way a Ganav is kone and the way a other kinyonim work. This is not Ilchus kinyonim, normal kinyonim. This is specific for a Ganav. And that fits in very nicely with the way we understood in the Rambam last week, that a Ganav is koine when he's moitzi merishus bailin. That at that moment, he's not that he's koine, he becomes a Ganav. And memela, so it's almost the gavra changes, whereas normally we learn by geneva, the chefetz becomes changes. You koine the chefetz, now the chefetz is a geneva. If the chefetz is a geneva, you're a Ganav for making the chefetz a geneva. The way we learnt in the Rambam, it's the Gavra that changes. You become a Ganav. Memela, now you chayiv kefil, and you chayiv all the halachas kick in as a result of your status having changed. Uchetiritz ri betoiz v'sham, dibra maskele v'shus rabbi. Aval ha-tur kosov ketiritz de Ravashi sham. But the tur paskens like Ravashi. V'ravacha. V'ayin toiz v'sanal b'shem ritzvo. They hold like the Ritzvah that there is a machlokes according to Ravina that you are being cholek. They're not willing to make this distinction between a ganav and other kinyonim. they learn you need kinyan for geneva. If you learn kinyan for geneva, then you've got to say that Ravina's cholik with Abaye v'Rava and holds Mashiach works in Rishus HaRabi. And that's also what Tosfos writes in Bava Kamma, Ayin Tes Amud Aleph. What do we have there?
It's the same.
Ayin Tes Amud Aleph. Dibur Amaschil Oy. We've got a Tosfos there.
Brings Suvus.
So Tosfos says is still keeping it begeder kinyan and saying it doesn't make sense to be mechalik between two kinds of kinyonim. The kinyon to be mischayev be'oinsin, and the kinyon for ownership. What we're saying in the Rambam is a step further than that. It's not two kinds of kinyonim. A ganav doesn't need a kinyon. You can become a ganav by being moitzi mirushus lirushus. It's like almost isur, hilchus isur v'heter. You've been over the isur geneva the moment you're over, you take mirushus lirushus. And as a result of being over that Isur Geneva, you become a Ganav. And as a result of you becoming a Ganav, all sorts of halachas kick in. But it's got nothing to do with Hilchos Kinyonim. And so the Rambam will say, yeah, I agree with you, you can't be mechalik between a Kinyon for this and a Kinyon for that. But this is not Kinyonim. In so from that whole Gemara of Gagel Chatzirah v'Kapifo, you see that you can only be koine in a place which is Roy L'Kinyan, and Mashiach is not Roy L'Kinyan. So the way we would explain the Rambam, I think the Evan Ezel brings this, is to say, yes, that's if you weren't Moitzi Mirushus L'Rishus. If you're just being koine in a Rishus HaRabim, for example, you lifted up my whatever it is, my Sefer is in Rishus HaRabim, I'm sitting in the park and learning, and you come and take my sefer. Now the question is, you need to be koine, because you're not taking it out of my rishus. It's not my rishus. So there we've got to say, gaga chatzir v'kafifu minayin, you've got to have a mokum which is royal l'kinyan. But if you take it out of a rishus hayochid into a rishus harabim, you don't need a mokum, it's royal l'kinyan. The fact that you've removed it from rishus habayli makes you a ganav. That's how the Rabbi Zalman understands the Rambam, according to the way we understood in the Rambam. And we can't use the principle of Paskenik like Ravina Lekula here, because we've got a Mefurusha Gemara where we hold like Abaye v'Rove l'Haloche, and so here we have to Pasken like Rav Ashi, not like Abaye. Just by the way, keep your Bava Kamma open, because I want to show you something else at the end of it. But so that, says the Vilna Gaon, is the way the Tur learns. The Tur goes Keshita Satosvis, like the main Shita of Tosvis, whereas the Rambam learns like Reed, that this is not a Machlokes Abaye v'Rova and Ravina, and he paskins like Ravina. So, and the obvious question is, so where does the Ktzos HaChoshen get it from that the Shulchan Aruch is, that the Rambam is going like Rav Ashi, like the two? What's his assumption? Why is he saying that? So I'll show you why he's saying that. If you now look at the two, so if you've got the two in Shin and Aleph, yes, kind of shepotim elashalim, beizazeh, shepotim matashim kiv misuk, you know, good of kiss for Shabbos. Right? Velo higbiyo birshus bailim, elo yomagar remoitzi birshus bailim, shus harabim, vechiber yodo, the miftan abayis, toich, shloisha, somuch, loritz, vipilo, the toich, shish, shabbos, visuk, neva, boyin, ke echot, clearly like Rav Ashi. Look what the Beis Joseph says. Vraisa beferik elu naros,
Let me just find the base. Yes.
The first base, Yosef.
Ish Gana, right?
Yeah, and then go to the end of that. It's going to be a base of Bayan Tavakulut. Brisa Perikel and Iris. Have you got that?
Yes. Yeah.
That's the Makor. It's a Brisa and Perikel and Iris. Ufosko Harambam Beferigimil Mirkas Geneva. So he says, it's the Beis Yosef who says the Tur is going like the Rambam. So the Beis Yosef says the Tur understands that there's no way the Rambam can be Paskinig like Ravashi, because like Ravina, because the Tur, for whatever reason, the Tur is clearly learns like the Ritzvo and sees no possibility of learning like the Ri. He understands the whole Sugya like Tosfos does in Bava Kamma Ayin Tes. And he assumes the Rambam holds the same because we see the Rambam paskins like Abaye Verove. So it's a dover poshut to the Tur that the Rambam paskins the same way. And Mamela, when the Shulchan Aruch brings the Loshon HaRambam, just as the Tur understands the Rambam as going with the Yodei Lamata Migimel Tvachim, and says that. So the Beis Yosef says the Tur quotes the Rambam and adds the Lamata Migimel Tvachim because he understands the Rambam must mean that. There's no way the Rambam could mean anything else. And that's why the Beis Yosef connects the Tur to the Rambam. Based on that, and on our understanding that the Tzezachoshin sees Tur, Beis Yosef, Shulchan Aruch as one work, he takes it for granted that the Rambam, he's learning the Rambam the way the Beis Yosef says the Tur does. So he's saying, according to you, Beis Yosef, Shulchan Aruch, the way you understand the Rambam, why doesn't the Rambam comment on whether on anything? Why does he just put it blankly? But the Vilna Gaon, who doesn't take any account of the Beis Yosef when he looks at the Makoros of the Shulchan Aruch, says no, the Shulchan Aruch is quoting the Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch is not quoting the Tur. He's not paskening like the Tur, he's paskening like the Rambam. And even though the Tur understands the Rambam that way, according to the Beis Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch himself is not. The Shulchan Aruch is a primary text. And if we understand the Shulchan Aruch is quoting from the Rambam, if you learn the Rambam, you'll see clearly he paskins like Ravina, and therefore he holds like Ri and not like the Ritzvo, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch is paskining. So yes, it's right that the Tzoy Sachoshin is left with a kasha on the Rambam, and everybody says, so why doesn't he learn the Rambam like the Vilna Gaon? He can't, because he learns the Shulchan Aruch together with the Beis Yosef and the Tur. And if you learn it as one work, then you're left with a kasha on the Rambam. That's where I came onto the whole idea that their way, the Ktzos and the Vilna Gaon, have a completely different approach to being mefarish the Shulchan Aruch, as to how to unravel the Shulchan Aruch. And one has to understand that in the learning of the Ktzos HaChoshen, otherwise you're left with these difficult caches.
Ktzos would never entertain.
The piece that I wanted to show you in Bava Kamma, just because I was telling you the lesson I was learning Vilna Gaon on the first Sif in Shulchan Aruch, so he happened to quote the Gemara on the next Omud, Ayin Tes Omud Bez. And if you look there,
after the Mishnah or before?
Before the Mishnah, in the middle of the page, the Gemara is getting into a whole question of Mipnei Maich Miratura began of Yosim Migazlin. The famous question, why is a ganav treated worse than a gazlan? A ganav has to pay careful on Dalet Vav, and a gazlan doesn't. Omar lehen, so right in the middle of the page, can you see that? It's Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai asks Mipnei Maich Miratura began of Yosem Migazlan. Omar lehen, ze ish for kovet eved lichvet koine, ve ze lo ish for kovet eved lichvet koine. Kibi Yochanan also, ayin shel mata ki ilo eino roye, ve oizin shel mata ki ilo eino shumas. He says, so he makes, it's as if the Ribbono Shel Olam's eye can't see and his ear can't hear. So what's Ayin Shel Mata? The Chorot should be Ayin Shel Mala. It should be the Ribbono Shel Olam's eye. What's Ayin Shel Mata? So I see in the translations, they say it's a Loshin kind of a Loshin Nekiah. So but it means Ayin Shel Mala is what they deal with. The Vilna Gaon brings this together with some other Gemaras to explain in the opening of the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramos says that Shavisi Hashem Kenegdi Tomid is a klal godol b'tzoira, and it's that you should understand it's ki ilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu oimed olav. So I've always understood oimed olav the same as by Avram when it says who oimed aleihem, that he was serving the malachim. So oimed olav means he's standing by you. So I've always understood in that Ramo, Shivis Hashem Lenegdi Tom, it means Hashem is standing by you. The Vilna Gaon brings a Rashi in Kiddushin, where the Gemara talks about the Baal Gaiva, that if a Baal Gaiva stands with Koyma Zukufo, it's as if he's pushing the Shekhinah, he's pushing the Shekhinah out of its space. And from the Rashi there, it's clear, if you want, I'll find the exact Rashi, that what it's saying is that the Shekhinah comes down right till your head. And if you stand up straight, you're pushing against the Shekhinah. So a Baal Gaiva who tries to stand high is actually pushing against the Shekhinah. So I understand that the Vilna Gaon learns Pshat, also Ayin Shel Mato, the Ribono Shel Olam's eye down here, which is right above our heads. That's how close the Shekhinah gets, which according to some is why we cover our heads, to make a hefzik between ourselves and the Shekhinah. So the idea of Oymed Olav is not that the Shekhinah is nearby. Oymed Olav means literally the Shekhinah is on your head. It's just above you. And that here, Ayin Shel Mato means not the Shekhinah sitting in Shemayim looking at you through Google video chat, but it's the Shekhinah right literally on top of you seeing. And a Ganav ignores that aspect of the Shekhinah. A Gazlan, he altogether has chutzpah. He's not worried about anybody who's watching. But a Ganav is worried about people watching. He just doesn't relate to the fact that the Ribono Shel Olam is watching at the same time. Just a beautiful example of where, by linking various different chazals, he gives a pshat in the Gemara, which is much more literal, and therefore a much more literal pshat in the Ramo in the beginning of Shekhinah. Which is nice. It was interesting. It was the very next. The very next on the Dini with Ganav Gazan, although it's a completely different part of Shukhanor. Anyway, sorry?
A lot closer to earth as opposed
a
to...
A lot closer to earth. Yeah, so it changes that whole idea of what Shivisa Hashem and Negdi Tom it means and what you need to be aware of and conscious of. It kind of changes things quite...
Right on the next page.
Right, yeah, exactly on the next page, and to do with Ganav and Gazan, to do with our very Sugya. It's just interesting how that often happens, that the linkages happen. Anyway, so that's the Ketzos HaChoshen, his chidush in the understanding of Rashi. There's something in his understanding of Rashi which is similar to the way we learned from the Rambam in the way he links Shabbos and Ganevas coming simultaneously. But he goes about it a different way. He's left with a kasha on the way the Shulchan Aruch understands the Rambam, the way the Beis Yosef understands the Rambam. The Vilna Gaon understands the Rambam completely differently, and according to the Vilna Gaon, there isn't this kasha, but the Ketzos HaChoshen, with his way of understanding the Shulchan Aruch, has to come out this way, not the Vilna Gaon's way.
It was almost more than simultaneous. You could only get into the Geneva once you had the Shabbos.
Yes, the Shabbos is the gateway. Without Shabbos, it doesn't trigger Geneva at all. Which is the way he learns it. So then, Hashem, next week we can go into the next piece, which is a natural continuation. It will be interesting to see if our chidushim here carry any weight in understanding Sifkot and Beis. Have you started Sifkot and Beis yet?
No, we haven't.
I see there's a Balamor and a Milchomus, and although he quotes them fairly extensively, it would probably be helpful to look at the Balamor and the Milchomus inside as preparation for next time.
We are taking a bit of a... Both of us are traveling after the Shabbat.
Oh, so you're not going to be here next Sunday?
No, unfortunately not in New York next Sunday. But the following week is good for me. The following week is the first Sunday that I'm back.
The following week is...
Are you here that Shabbat? Yeah. I'm away that Shabbat.
The following week, I'm away too, but I... No, I'm not. I'm back. So are you away for 2 weeks?
I'm away to Shabbos. I'm leaving Erev Shabbos and coming back after...
So let's explore if there are going to be any other times that you've got, because looking at my calendar, so I'm here. I'm available the next 2 Sundays, but you're not. That's Sunday
21.
The 21st, and then Sunday the 28th, I'm available, but you're not, is that correct?
It'll be 28th of August.
20th of July.
July.
I'll be back, but when will we have learned? Good question.
We could try and do it separately, I suppose.
Then the fourth, I'm in Washington, but we could probably learn.
Well, should be fine for me, and then the following week, I'm away at the 11th.
The fourth is for sure fine for
the 11th and the 18th. I'm gone. I'm in Chicago.
Wow.
Coming back on the
18th. So try and see what we can do with time in between, or whether there's any way that we can learn even if we're not in the same location, if you're not in the same location. Because then I'm in South Africa for 2 weeks, so I would like just over July, August, whatever opportunities we can, so that there's not too much of a length. If there's a way that you can print out the Tsosafoshin from online, if you want me to print it out for you using the Barilan thing.
I can bring it with. The 28th, the Sunday, we could have a shear, and we prepare individually.
Yeah,
by a card as well.
That's certainly good.
Okay. And then the 4th is good as well.
What was good?
Just a second. So the 28th is okay. Yeah, 28th is okay for me. And then the 4th. So I've just got to organize myself a little bit because I'll be on the East Coast, and I just have to see that I've got sorium and things. But let's assume the 4th is okay. So let's meanwhile hold the 28th and the 4th as on.
Right, so in preparation for the 28th, we're going to Bays.
So there's a Gemara in Ben Sura Ramura, which is not a difficult Gemara. It's short and not difficult, with a Rashi and Tosfos.
Sanhedrin.
And then there's a Balamor and a Milchamos on that piece of Gemara, which is on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph of the Rif pages. I don't know if your Tzatzachoshin actually quotes the Rif pages, but mine does. So it's on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph on the Rif pages. The Tzosafoshin does quote what he needs from the Balamor and the Ramban quite extensively.
Mm-hmm. And he has the Ramban almost. Okay, so the Rif are fine. And then he brings the Shach. Oh, it's quite extensive. Shach to Okay, Rabbi Shai.